We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Rich is off today, taking the long weekend. He'll be back on Monday. We've got Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, and Greg Dickerson in with us today. So free agent wide receiver Eric Decker has apparently sort of taken to the SiriusXM NFL channel to make a pitch to the Patriots. Said he'd be a perfect fit with the team if they were looking for another wide receiver. Well, we know they are for the first four games of the upcoming regular season, at least.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Appeal.
Maybe.
He'll have his day.
Generally speaking, those don't come out well. But
no, but there's a chance. Always a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Just stay positive.
You are talking to the guy, Dale, who's wearing a Patriot golf shirt, just so you know.
It's a nice one, too. Huh?
It's very nice. Very nice.
Nike.
So is Eric Decker a good fit for the Patriots or no?
Speaking of Luka Doncic's mom, Eric Decker's wife.
Oh, yes.
I would say yes.
Along those lines, sure. And I would say along the lines of a veteran receiver. He caught 50 balls a year ago with a much lesser quarterback in Mariota in Tennessee. Do I think he's a number one or two receiver at this point? God, no. But to throw him in the mix with Kenny Britt, Philip Dorsett, I think Jordan Matthews
Chris
is a
Hogan,
little higher. But
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Why not? I mean, this is a guy that in his heyday was a 75-80 catch receiver. You know, missed the year with the Jets a couple of years ago. Comes back in Tennessee. But they lose Brandon Cooks in the or they trade. They didn't lose him. They chose to lose him. They traded Brandon Cooks. Edelman coming off an ACL and the four-game suspension. There's some uncertainty. I think the
you
passing
didn't even
game,
mention Malcolm Mitchell, who was a huge question mark.
Malcolm Mitchell, out of sight, out of mind. Right. Until he proves he can get back on the field, I almost don't include him. But there are a lot of bodies on their wide receiver depth chart. I'm not sure there's any you can count on.
I agree 1,000%.
I'd take him as just another catch body. Veteran. Yeah. I wouldn't.
One of his biggest problems the last few years it hasn't been an issue catching the football. It's been an issue staying healthy.
Right.
He's had a variety of injuries. Yeah, I agree. Throw him in there because I'll include. You won't include him. You say he's a little bit higher, but I'll throw in Jordan Matthews. I mean, I know Jordan Matthews has had some better statistical years than some of those other guys, but I think everybody, all those guys, you lump in together and you say, I don't know what the hell I'm going to get out of them.
Yeah, doesn't it seem, though, and you'd know this better than I would. But
damn right.
He's wearing a Patriot golf shirt and you aren't, Dale.
He's been a free agent this entire offseason.
Oh, yeah.
If the Patriots had any interest, wouldn't he have been here at
minicamps
and OTAs?
You never know that, you know, the timing,
I mean, assuming somebody doesn't get hurt.
Or, you know, like Mitchell. Maybe they were saying, okay, Mitchell's going to be back. Well, Mitchell was out there early in OTAs before we were out there and then really wasn't at all on the days we were out there. We saw a little bit of him, I think, on the rehab field down below. He's just a guy that can't stay on the field. Maybe they thought he was over it. You know, the offseason, missing last year, he was ready. You just never know. Or the Edelman thing. You know, they didn't sign him and Edelman was in the mix and now we're down another body. Because I really think this passing game has some questions. Because it's Gronk, the passing backs, James White, Rex Burkhead. I think you'll get your usual contributions out of them. Receiver position, I'm not sold on anyone that I can say, this guy's going to catch 70 balls. No, I have no idea.
I'm not sold on Edelman if and when he comes back from the four-game suspension.
No question.
Over 30, had a supposedly, we think, cheat a little bit to try and come back. I said supposedly, possibly.
No one knows what the substance was.
No, I understand
but it was
that,
described as performance-enhancing as opposed to substance of abuse.
Well, I'd like to think that the apple juice I had in the last hour enhanced my performance. I thought I was
quite so much.
I brought some immaturity and humor. I tried to carry Rich Keefe. I feel like he's the immaturity and humor on the show.
That's a pretty good guess on your part.
He would have liked the, what was it?
Never mind.
Wayward Wiener segment.
He would have loved it. He would, as a matter of fact, he would have made it two segments.
That could have been a Kiefer Madness. You had the audio.
So you think that Edelman's going to win an appeal?
I don't believe I said it quite as strongly as
right,
that.
All right. So you think there's a chance? Because I generally speak.
Is it less than 50%?
Yes.
Is it less than 20%?
Yes.
Probably. Better than zero?
Yes. Slightly.
Maybe so it's 2%? Better than zero. I do. The whole thing of the fact that they don't know the exact substance reportedly, and that
was
the NFL,
still weird, wasn't it?
The whole
thing is
weird.
How do you suspend a guy if you don't know what the stuff is?
Well, you think it's in the ballpark of something you don't like, right? Smells wrong. Not literally. They don't sniff the urine. They actually test it in a more scientific method. But, you know, now that the NFLPA doctors, scientists, whoever they hire is looking into it more, I just know we always – I think it's hard to get away with it, but then you have the random – the guy who ate the burger in Mexico and was able to prove he had a burger in Mexico, and they're known to inject steroids into their cows in Mexico, and right? You know, there's always that Hail Mary attempt. I don't think it's great, but the option is still there. You haven't lost possession of the ball just yet.
But do you think you do you need another wide receiver? Is Eric Decker a guy? Now, he of course wants to come here. A lot of wide receivers, especially if they don't have jobs, want to come here.
If things don't go well for some of the guys that, like, Kenny Britt looked pretty good on some days, then it looked like he pulled a hammy and he missed a few days. And then the whole wild card of Brady not being there with all these guys to build that relationship, that rapport throughout the spring.
Well, they're all going to be in Montana and down at Pine Manor.
Yeah, I don't know. No, did you see Pine Manor? Who was it?
Right. I don't know.
It was Brady, it was Edelman, and Alice Guerrero. It was the inner circle.
Kind of thought it would have been maybe Cordarrelle Patterson.
They didn't
Jordan
loop anybody
Matthews,
into the circle.
Maybe somebody else like that.
I want to see who makes the cut for Montana.
Yeah. I think they all should, but they won't.
Well, it'll be Edelman and reportedly Gronk.
Well, but it would be weird. I mean, you're going to a guy's house off the beaten path. Like, it's not just a workout down the street and then we go our separate ways when we leave the field. You'd be signing on to bring Patterson, Britt, you know, Matthews, they're all hanging out, eating with Alex, and I don't know if Giselle will be there or not. It's a little weird.
Well, you can't have five guys who were your teammates. I mean, if you're having a...
You don't really know them, though. You probably just met most of them. But what if I don't like them on day two? Do I kick them out?
No, you deal with them for the next two or three days, and then
Tom
you move on.
On Tom versus Time, we saw it was a two-guy thing.
Right.
It was Amendola and Edelman.
Right. And they already knew each other. They had played together for a significant period of time. They had a relationship. They knew they were all friends.
I could see Chris Hogan making the cut this
year.
I could see if Gronk and Edelman are on there, as we think they are, I could see Hogan getting an invite.
But does he want to go? I mean, he has twins. He has young kids.
Yeah, well, then yes, you do.
No more you better.
Yes, you do.
Tom, you weren't here when I was here, so no more you better.
Andy, if you have twins and you have a chance to leave the house for 5 days and go to Montana, the hell is...
I'm not sure his wife looks at it the same.
Well,
so
no,
wait,
no wife does.
You get a month off per year, and you're going to take some of that month and go to Montana with your football buddies?
Honey, it's work. I'm not going
Tom
just
wants
there to
me
hang out. Honey,
you know how
work.
Tom wants me to.
I could get released, honey, and then all of a sudden we're out in the street.
Right. We'll be living under an overpass somewhere. Right. Cardboard box.
Next thing you know, we'll be back in Buffalo, honey.
You want those kids in an orphanage?
Right.
By the way, according to Field Yates, the Patriots have apparently signed their top draft pick this year, Isaiah Wynn.
Phew.
That means the only one left is Sony Michel.
I think they'll get it done. They always get it done. It's all slotted now.
When was the last holdout?
Well, you had Joey Bosa. If you're one of those real elite guys, you can try to change the system.
But how many 14, 18, 22 guys hold out?
No.
That doesn't happen anymore.
It's fine. Sony Michel will be there. Sony Michel looks good. He'll be part of the passing game, too. I really think the passing game...
But won't be in Montana.
I don't think he'll be in Montana.
No, you know, rookies don't get to go to Montana.
Wait, so what makes Sony Michel any different than Jordan Matthews?
I agree.
They both weren't here
last year. If you're Tom Brady and you want to get to know these guys and you're having a true passing camp, all those guys should be there.
Right.
They should all be there.
Just like Tom probably should have been there when they were all there this spring.
You know, maybe that's what Jordan Matthews is saying. Hey, bub, you weren't there when I was there. But I ain't going to Montana.
There is the bedroom issue. How many bedrooms are there?
There's probably more than enough. I'm sure there's a nice resort or two down the road.
Oh, I don't know. This is pretty exclusive. Now you got to travel every day. They got to commute to come in and work out.
I'm guessing it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
I would think. I mean, he built his own football field. It's not just, you know, packed into a bunch of resorts.
You could probably, I'd say, rent a couple of
really nice motorhomes.
They can just, you know, one of those out front trailers.
I don't think
Giselle one of those tour buses.
That.
Yeah, but the really nice tour bus.
Doesn't look
the
good,
big,
though. Yeah, you still got to plug them in. Then you got to empty the, you know, a couple days in.
That's a good point.
Athletes produce a lot.
They are big into their saving the planet.
So where are you dumping that? Where are you putting that hose? Tube, whatever it is.
Somewhere else.
Never mind!
Dale, you can't be serious all the time.
No, I'm not.
Loosen up.
I know you're nervous about tonight, Dale, in the second round.
I'm okay.
But relax.
A texter wants to know if Braxton Berrios looked any good.
For the short time I saw him, I thought he looked pretty good, but then he spent a bunch of time on the rehab field. He clearly was dealing with something, which sort of his MO going back to Miami. He arrived at Miami with a torn ACL and then sort of dealt with nicks and bruises along the way. I thought he showed some quickness, looked like one of those. Now, I'm not saying he can play like he's the next Edelman, but he showed some quickness, I thought. I like him more than the other guy, Riley McCarron, that everybody, oh, he'll be next in line.
Everybody loves Berrios.
I'd give a shot to. I mean, he caught 50 balls at Miami. I'm not going to sneeze at that. The other guy, Riley McCarron, really didn't do anything at Iowa. I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe he's the next guy in that line. But I do. I think there are some questions in the passing game, and it's not just, you know, Brady wasn't at passing camp and who's the left tackle. I think the weapons and who's going to line up every play.
Do you think Belichick was pissed off that Brady wasn't at the OTAs?
Of course. I think every football coach would be pissed that his quarterback's
not
there.
I know he'd rather have him there. That's not my... Do you think he's mad at him?
Yes.
Do you?
Because he was there for 18 straight years or whatever.
No, he's missed some.
He's missed some, but he's not missed all of them like he did this year. Every single one, he did not go. And it's just... He has to deal with it. I mean, that's the way it is, that the leverage is on a certain side, and he's Tom Brady, and he can kind of do what he needs to do at this point in his career. But yes, he wants his quarterback there, just like basically every other quarterback in the NFL was at OTAs and passing camps. You know, Roethlisberger missed a little bit of it because he had a vacation, whatever. He wanted him there. They all should be there. What's the point of a passing camp without your passer? It's not rhetorical.
You had two passers there.
No, you didn't.
No, I know.
I watched.
Oh, believe me, I know.
I watched Brian Hoyer try to throw a screen pass and do the old, who's that guy? Gary Yepremian, whatever the hell his name is, and the ball flies out the back instead of the front.
Tries to kick it.
It was embarrassing. It was bad. Not good.
I'll ask you this. Is there going to be a different backup quarterback than Brian Hoyer?
I can't imagine.
Despite how badly he looked?
Yeah, but...
He'd have to been here by now.
I mean, they have the guy they drafted, Etling. Right. But he didn't wow me. He looks like a young quarterback. He throws a nice ball. He's got a decent arm, but he's just going to turn. He comes from LSU. He doesn't come from necessarily, a passing attack, an NFL offense. They are handoff, handoff, handoff. Oh, we'll throw deep every once in a while. Don't screw it up, kid. We can run with Fournette and whatever the back of, some blue chip back of the year is that you're handing it to. I think you go with the only way I could see any, because Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com's own, mm-hmm. He's big on Etling is going to make the team as the backup, that Hoyer's gone.
As the backup.
And I think he could make it as the third guy very easily. The only thing I don't know is Hoyer at a point in his career where you can cut him, say, stay down the street, and if anything happens, we're going to sign you immediately. I don't know that there's going to be 31 other teams clamoring to sign Brian Hoyer.
I would say no.
So you might be able to cut him and just have him ready.
Doesn't even have to need to stay down the street, go back.
Right.
You live
planes.
In Chicago.
Just, planes.
Right. It's crazy. Some of them
a couple hours.
Some of them are private,
Patriots
too.
Have two of them.
Yes.
Very nice. Send it out to...
Send that big-ass thing to pick out one
Brian
guy
Hoyer? Doesn't seem very environmentally friendly if you send that for just Brian Hoyer.
Does Brian Hoyer get the 737, or does he just get the Southwest from Midway if he's in Chicago?
Maybe there's a happy medium somewhere in there. A NetJet or one of those private planes.
No, I don't think there's anything. I think it's son, get on Southwest.
You might get a bus. But, I don't know.
The other important question of this offseason, which has not been answered yet, and I'm surprised at this, is a contract for Gronk.
Yes.
I thought it would have been done by
me
now.
Me too. I didn't think he would show up without getting some money somehow, some way, a new contract for minicamp. I was
surprised.
Doesn't that
lead you to believe that there's something pretty much done then, that it just hasn't been...
Or at least they were working towards it, or...
But pretty much done isn't done. And
no, I know, but it's close enough where you say, okay, yeah,
but what
I know this is going to get done.
The Chargers tight end, you can go out there in one of these passing camps and blow out a knee. And then are they going to say, well, we'll still give you that extension we were talking about? We're not, even though it's your second blown knee and your seventh back injury and all that. So I thought he would have something signed, and he hasn't. And, it continues to be, I don't know if you guys follow him, this guy Joel Corey, former NFL agent, works in the media now, and he's big into contract stories. And he has Gronk on his list of, 10 guys who are going to get extensions before the season starts. And we get the report from Florio that it's being worked on, but not imminent. And that certainly felt like a Drew Rosenhaus, quote, angle there. But, yeah, I am very surprised. And then there's the Brady contract. And does he want more money? Is any of this about money? Because if he wants it, he gets it, right?
But, yes.
And I mean, he could say anything,
And they'd have to say yes.
You have to.
But it's never it has never seemingly been about money with him. He did say this, by the way, when he was asked about it. You know, I don't like to talk about that.
Right.
That's private.
He's never
talked about his contract.
Well, he hasn't talked a ton. There was one of the Super Bowls where it was a topic that he kept bringing up and sort of he stayed on the periphery. He didn't talk about his own, but more about, and as a player, and you make money, and you decide about the team, and you know this was big in that he leaves money on the table so they can sign other players and all of that. He talked a lot about that one Super Bowl week, but no, in general, they just happen.
Yeah,
you know, he and Robert fly somewhere, and on the flight over, they decide, okay, we're going to do 4 years at this number of million, and here's your extension.
Well, I don't think it's about money, because to me, it would be that simple, that if you're Bob Kraft, you can end all this speculation. You can end everything if he's upset, if he's disappointed, if he's pouting, if he's holding out. What do you want? Let's work out something. Give you the extension. Done. Over right. with. We move on. It would be that simple.
Right. And that's why it feels like it's – I mean, I've said all along, I try to take him at his word. He said in Tom Versus Time this offseason about my family, I try to take him at his word. He wants more time.
But they all lie.
Well, you know,
every one of them.
And I don't like
fine.
To call somebody a liar. Well,
but
he's lying.
But they all lie.
So you don't.
They don't all lie.
You don't think this is what this offseason's been about?
No, I don't.
What is it about?
What's it about?
AG?
Because we don't think it's about money.
I don't think it's about money. I think it's about the relationship with the head coach. I think it's that. The whole family thing, and I said this last week on the show, I'm sorry, you know, he lives down the street in Brookline. The team trains in Foxborough. Traffic is a bitch, take the helicopter. There's got to be
a
helipad.
He doesn't have a helicopter.
Somebody will give him one. We talked about this earlier.
Pretty sure he could snap his fingers.
Ask Paul Allen. He'll give it to him.
If he called at 9 by 10, there'd be a helicopter picking him up.
Last time I checked, in the off months of February, March, April, May, and into the middle of June, kids are in school from 8 a.m. to approximately 2 to 3 p.m.
How do you know his kid's schedule? Maybe
I don't know. I said most.
Maybe they're homeschooled.
I said most kids.
They homeschooled?
Maybe they are.
I don't think they are.
Okay, they're probably not. I think they go to because we had that thing. Remember the money that went to the kids' school?
Yes.
Okay, so we know they go to some special foo-foo school. To me, if you're a professional football player and you and your family live in that same city, it's easy. This is not Major League Baseball where you're away from your family for 6 months out of the year. You're around your family almost constantly, even during the season.
Let me ask you a question.
Come home and be at dinner at 7 o'clock.
If you're Bill and Brady comes to you and says, listen, I've been talking to G, I call her G, and we're sort of negotiating, and I told her I was going to be more around this offseason. So is it okay if I leave here at 2 every day? I told her I'd pick the kids up every day.
Absolutely. Yes.
Do you take the partial, you know, Tom, that's fine.
Yes.
Come do 1,000%. The morning session, do X, and then hit the road.
I'm not maybe. If I'm Belichick, I'm not thrilled with it, obviously, because I'm Belichick, but any rational person says, yeah, absolutely, fine.
I also think all 89 rational teammates say, he's Brady.
Exactly.
He's 41.
Right.
He's got kids. They're in school. He wants to do it.
He's going
to
give me a chance at winning a Super Bowl and getting more money. So, yeah, do whatever you want.
So I would, too. And that's why I do think the family thing, you could work around
I think it's bogus.
So you think it's all relationship with that?
Yes.
That's worse because, as Dale, that's the hardest to fix, right? Money is just write a check.
But the point I've made on a couple of occasions, I don't think they've ever been pals.
No, they haven't.
They don't hang together.
It's a functioning relationship.
Exactly. It is an employer-employee relationship.
Right.
Now, he's the most important employee. We know that.
But he still has...
He's still an employee.
Right.
And sometimes if you've got a dysfunctional or somewhat dysfunctional relationship that isn't perfect, it gets worse over time.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never talked about my contract. You know, I've never, you know, brought up money. I think, you know, for a lot of reasons that I've said over the years. So those things are very personal.
Yeah, Andy.
He's never talked money. Publicly.
Well, publicly. I wouldn't say never.
Okay, give
Not
me a
detail. I tell you, there was a whole Super Bowl week he talked about it quite a bit. His leaving money on the table and compared to other quarterbacks and helping the team. And there was a week of a number of answers. Now, he didn't get into... Well, they're paying me 22, and I really deserve.
I mean,
he's Marcus Smart.
Yeah, look at how much they're paying Peyton Manning.
Right, he never got
into
that.
I've never brought up money. I think.
Well, he didn't bring it up. Reporters brought it up, so he was truthful in that. But like Marcus Smart, when he says, "I'm worth more than 12 to 14 million,"
it's the difference between Tom Brady and most NBA players. They're willing to bring it up.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yes.
over and over and over.
Well, and there's also a difference in, like, LeBron doesn't have to talk money. He's going to get whatever he wants. He's going to get the most available, right? Marcus Smart talks money because he wants to push the number upward. He wants people to know, like, don't be coming with 12. Come with 16.
I ain't talking to you with 12.
Right.
16?
We'll have a conversation. You might want to be careful. Don't want to alienate all of them.
16, I'll FaceTime.
Right. Face-to-face is, 18.
Yeah. Back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Matt's on the cell phone. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
Super.
Not too much. I just had a quick thought. I was wondering if, with Brady not making OTAs, and I'm just wondering if you guys think that maybe it might have to do with the fact that Giselle doesn't want him spending as much time around football. Do you think it's okay for him to take time away from football to skip things like OTAs in order to possibly appease the family situation and keep him on the field a little bit longer?
Yes. He used the word negotiation. I've negotiated 2 more years with Giselle. I thought this was going to be a problem, like, whenever it was, 3-4 years ago, when he started openly admitting she lobbies for him to retire. Like, that's a stress. If you have your wife and the mother of your children at home saying, listen, I want you done. I want you done. I'm not kidding. And then we get these stories of Jay Feely, the kicker from, his buddy from
Giants,
Michigan, or Strahan, I think, was it.
And she's telling them,
yeah,
hey,
can you help
me? Quitting here.
Talk him into quitting. Like, that's funny, and that's like, ha-ha. It's not funny. There's a little bit of truth in that joke, and that's for him, who all along was saying, well, 45, why would I stop? I love this. I have the answers. I've been working too hard. All these things. That's a stress. And I firmly believe that they are, happily married.
Do you think?
But that's a stress.
Do you think that's what changed between I know all the answers to the test with Peter King to Oprah?
Yes.
As long as I, continue having fun?
Yes.
That's the
difference? She's at home. Now, I think some of it's legitimate. Like, he's probably maybe listening to some of the things she says. Mm-hmm. She may be saying, listen, Ben is, playing soccer, and you've missed a lot of Ben's soccer games in the fall. I feel like you should be there for the spring games at the very least.
By the way, those conversations happen in every married couple's house everywhere.
By the way, my son's playing a 6 o'clock game at Hopkinton. I won't get there until after 7:15.
What are you doing?
I'm working.
Do you coach?
Not this particular team, no.
Okay.
Maybe. If I was coaching, I wouldn't be here.
I've turned down many shifts on this show because of that reason.
Oh, we
what
know.
What you got to do?
Yeah,
lacrosse
we know.
And baseball.
A lot of people have. Right.
Right. I mean, that's what you do.
When you have kids, you try to balance it out. And I'm like, not like Brady, but in the fall, I have to do more. And right. It's fall. It's football season. It's time to do the real job. Right. You have a little more freedom now. But everybody does that in whatever career you're in.
It's called being a dad or being a mom.
But what changes is when you have the yoke, when you have the hammer. When you're employee fifth on the rung and then move up to fourth, well, I'm going to go to an extra practice a week. Right. And then you get to third on the rung. And then when you're the GOAT or the boss or the owner, you go to every damn game you want. And everybody else works around your schedule, right?
Yeah. Why do you think Brady, and I said he was trolling, the ESPN Instagram thing.
I hate. So, I'm so sick.
Oh no!
Gronk and Brady and all of them.
Why was he doing it?
I don't know.
He's trolling.
But how do I know it's him?
Is it one of the people?
I am told he's so busy.
I am told it's him.
He can't go to OTAs, but he's sitting on his iPad just scrolling. Crap. Scrolling. I dropped my phone. Scrolling through.
You
things.
Won't have to worry about it anymore,
nope,
will you?
That may be shattered. Not going to check for a little bit. He's scrolling through things, waiting for like some post that he wants to respond to. No.
For someone who doesn't want to discuss.
What's he, pooping?
For someone who doesn't want to just. Do you
take your phone?
Do you.
Is that gross?
Do you Instagram? Yeah. That's disgusting.
I don't Instagram. I don't do Instagram at all.
Text and all that stuff Twitter. While you're on the toilet?
Oh,
you
yeah. Tweet? I've been known I don't to fight know people, will, like I'm, respond to tweets and get into battles.
I'll be blocking you now.
Every time I see something from you on Twitter, I'm going to wonder where you're sitting.
That's why I'm blocking him, Dale. I don't want to see. I don't know.
And I have IBS, so I have a lot of time to deal with Twitter and other issues.
But if you're Tom Brady and you keep saying, private this, private that, I don't want to talk about contracts. Why are you doing this crap?
Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to do it?
I also wonder, is there any possibility that some marketing guru or somebody said, this is a good offseason for you to be out there no matter what? Like people talking about you, the brand, TB12, Under Armour.
Yes, because he's so into it. It seems like the brand, I've heard plenty of Patriot fans say this, it feels like the brand is more, and future plans are more important than playing football right now to him.
Which is so weird for him because he flat out ignored most of that stuff for like 12, 15 years.
We used to sit here and goof on and laugh at Peyton Manning
all the time.
Years. Oh, Tom Brady would never do that.
And then he tiptoed in. It was Under Armour, and then
the mattress commercial.
The mattress, and then it was TB12 all in,
right?
Like all encompassing. I'm going to promote this: the book, the app,
the sleepwear
service, the sleepwear. This is a lifestyle.
You're throwing Aston Martin with the official Tom Brady Aston Martin.
I wonder if this is all part of a marketing plan that would be like Conor McGregor, or we'll do anything to make sure we're staying in the headlines. If I have to throw a chair through a bus window and get arrested, that keeps me in the headlines. And I just wonder if one of these marketing gurus is like, social media these days, you have to be responding. If there's issues with the team, you need to look like you're involved or invested. It's weird to me.
I wouldn't put it past it.
And then is it him? Or is it Ben Rauwitz or one of these guys?
See, I can't imagine. And I know you said, Dale, it's him.
I'm told that TB Times little cartoon thing, that's not him.
He doesn't draw that?
No, he doesn't draw that. But if he responds to the ESPN thing he did, I'm told that's him.
Or Gronk or Butler. Remember there were ones all along the way where he would like it or he'd say something 100%.
That's not somebody doing it and Tom saying, okay, that's cool.
No, I'm told that's him. I mean, physically him. And I've said this. There have been times after a game, Belichick standing at the podium and Brady's kneeling down waiting for his turn to step up. And you see him scrolling through his phone over there.
I just assume that's text, though. And somebody's checking in. Buddy's checking in. Text. Hey,
Jay
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, Jay.
Could be.
All that. I find that weird because now it's a little contradictory. I'm so busy, and I want to spend more time with the family, and it feels like you're spending a lot of time on your phone.
That's not quality time. In deference to him, in defense of him, how the hell long does it take to write a monkey emoji?
Yeah, but you got to be following it to pick up right away, or you're spending too much. If I'm him, I'd be honest. I'd be investing time with the family. We'd be in that Costa Rican resort that she has, and you wouldn't see me for 3 months. We would be on the beach playing can jam, drinking beer, and having fun.
That gets old. 3 months. 3 months every year, that gets old.
I'd like to find out if that gets old.
I would too.
The beach in Costa Rica for 3 months. They have horses. They go horseback riding. He surfs. They have the bikes and the quads.
Do you go to the same vacation spot every year?
I don't vacation. I'm not rich enough. Rich people vacation. I work.
You go somewhere. You must go somewhere.
4th of July week. He's on vacation. Where am I going
to
be?
Here.
In one of these damn chairs.
I was just checking Brady's Instagram account. Now, he does have 4.1 million followers.
See, that's a marketing tool.
But he only follows 173 accounts.
Okay.
So it's not like he's following, 1,000 accounts or something. So 173, when Instagram puts something up, when ESPN puts something up on Instagram, and I'm guessing he follows ESPN's Instagram account.
Or someone else could, too. And then notify.
Now, he's got a Facebook page, right?
Facebook and Instagram.
Why not Twitter?
He never really got into Twitter. He actually answered that on this station.
He's got some burner account.
The morning show one time asked him something about Twitter, and he said something about, I just never really got into it or something.
You would think that if you've got Instagram and you've got Facebook and you're if you're, as you say, if you've got somebody talking, some PR guy or girl whispering in your ear.
Hit them all.
Get onto that third one.
Hit them all up.
I'm just looking through the people and accounts that he follows. A lot of teammates and ex-teammates, as you'd expect.
Yep.
Elon Musk. So some billionaires
in
there
still.
World. Yeah,
but that's now his world. When you go to Monaco and you do the Milken Institute, that's his world. Speaking of the helicopter, by the way.
He does follow. Yeah. Here's interesting now. He follows maybe the guy who was most critical of him during Deflategate.
Chris Mortensen?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
He follows Bill Nye on Instagram.
I find that interesting. Oh. I want to know why. What else you got?
That's a little weird.
Well, I would think if he was the guy who was criticizing the most, that doesn't surprise me. He wants to know what he's saying.
Who else you got?
Michelle Obama, Rock Nation, Elton John, Venus Williams, PGA Tour, Harry Kane, soccer star.
I was this close to saying who the hell is that?
I know.
It was in One Direction. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's different, Harry.
As I said, a bunch of teammates, former teammates, Malcolm Mitchell, Dion Lewis, Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower.
Does he follow at Patriots or Patriots.com?
I haven't seen it yet.
Fourier? At Christian Fourier?
I'll keep looking.
You keep looking.
Follows Vrabel, though.
he does follow Kaká.
Oh,
a lot of soccer players. He's a big soccer fan, evidently.
I did not know that.
That's because of her.
Does he follow you, too? You, too, and Bono on there?
I haven't found them yet. I thought you meant to
say
follow
me, too.
I thought
you meant you, too.
Yeah, I know, probably not. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, is here. Greg Dickerson is here as well. We haven't talked a lot of Patriots, actually, for the last couple of days, but we would be remiss.
Why not?
If we didn't take advantage of the opportunity with you and your nifty Patriots golf shirt in the house.
It's a nice shirt.
And it didn't cost you anything.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That's Andy Hart's rule, you know that.
Oh, I know.
You know what's coming soon?
A new one?
Yeah.
Training camp?
Preseason games, and when they, you know, we do the TV broadcast.
Furniture,
I assume
coaches?
So.
Okay,
just check.
Statler and Waldorf still?
They usually give us a different look every year, so I should have a new one around, what is it, August 5th, August 8th, somewhere
something
in
like
the first preseason game, baby.
So you got a different one for every game?
No, they give us a couple ones, but whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got a couple. You don't have to rewear the same one.
No, they'll have a couple, and then I just add that to the rotation of the free shirts I wear the rest of the year.
That's embarrassing.
Why?
Because you could wear just like a regular
the damn Celtics logo.
Something off the rack. I wasn't always wearing Celtics paraphernalia. I mean,
why buy when you can get for free?
I live my life that way.
Thank you.
Sometimes I like to, you know,
and they're nice.
Wear
it's not
clothes
just,
that don't have logos on it.
This is, what, probably like a $45, $50?
Probably more.
Sure.
Probably more. Right.
And it's available in
the Patriots Pro Shop.
Head down
it's
there
more
now.
Than that, yeah.
Matter, as a matter of fact, I believe there's a sale going on.
They are a great provider of Patriots apparel, and I didn't care for the tone of that.
It was the truth.
It's a beautiful place. While you're there, stop by the hall at Patriot Place. It's a great take for kids in this summer
God's
season.
Sakes,
matter of fact,
and then if you
want
to get lunch, just head right up the steps to one of the great restaurants they have at Patriot
How can
Place.
You sign up to get Patriot Football Weekly? Can you do that while you're
down now?
There?
Online or something?
I don't know.
I think you would know.
So you
it's a digital age, let's be honest.
You were down there to see OTAs and mandatory mini camps when you
Damn
were
right.
when press was allowed.
Damn right.
Did Belichick act any different to you? Did he seem any different? Did he sound any different?
The only day that was different was the day Tony La Russa was there. He basically hung around with Tony La Russa and who's the other guy? Dave Quattlebaum or something? He's like a Red Sox lead scout or something. I'd never heard the name before until somebody said, Dan Roche was like, hey, Dave Quattlebaum's here. I was like, who the bleep is Dave Quattlebaum? But that he spent a lot of time that day with La Russa just hanging out, sort of ignoring practice. Other than that, I saw the same Bill. Guess what?
Checking out?
No, his buddy was there.
No, he's checking out. Not
before.
Really paying attention.
When buddies are there, he hangs out with buddies, whether it's Bon Jovi,
John Bon Jovi,
Chip Kelly, or whoever it may be. And he spends more time on defense. Why? Because they don't have a defensive coordinator. He's coaching the Lions now, and Brian Flores is ascending. So, but did I see any? Oh, he doesn't look at Brady during minicamp. No, I didn't see any of that. Sorry. I know you were planning on filming next hour with that.
No. Actually, I would have been surprised if you had said to me, oh, yeah, it was kinder, gentler Bill Belichick. No. Look, he doesn't do a lot of yelling this time of year
anyway.
He
yelled a couple times.
Oh, no, I know, but it's not like it's a scream fest for,
right.
You know.
But every once in a while, you know, there were a couple screw-ups with substitution and 12 guys in the huddle and then they had it half the line went and half didn't and they all had to do a lap and let's bleep and do it on one now. That's called football practice. I mean, at any level. No, I saw nothing that led me to believe anything was any different than it's ever been. I saw Bill Belichick twirling his whistle and yelling at people and coaching guys that I would say, why is he talking to that guy? That guy's like 90 on the roster. Because that's what he does. He sees something he doesn't like and he picks the 17th corner and tells him what he didn't like. This was Bill being Bill. I think that's good. I firmly believe that's like... That's the consistency is Bill. The change is Tom Brady. I don't know what exactly is different, but Brady's the one that's changed, right?
Isn't
Mr. Positivity and I want more time off, and I want more time with my family. But that's different. You just need to acknowledge that's different. You've said OTAs were important in the past to lay the foundation for training camp, and now something else is more important. Not that they're not important, but you've decided something else is more important. Well, that's a change for you, not a change for Bill.
Isn't it pretty clear that, I mean, and it seems self-evident to most of us, this is all about Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I try to take people at their word. And when he says it's about my family this offseason, I try to say, okay, Tom, you said it was about your family. Spend time with your family. Every man deserves that. You've earned the right. You've ascended to a spot where you can tell anybody that you're going to show up when you want to, not when they want you to.
Well, do you believe him?
You
can say you'll take him for his word, but deep down, do
you
believe him?
To believe him when I see him in Monaco and when I see him golfing and some of these various things, and then the business and all of that, and You know, so you can find time to work with Edelman and Guerrero and yourself on a field. Well, couldn't you just tweak your schedule and find time to get to some OTAs? And so it's harder. And I got into an argument with Tom Curran on NBC Sports one night because he said, you know, because I said that. I said, you know, until I am proven otherwise, I'll take him at his word. That's about his family. He wants time with his family. And Curran said, well, maybe that's part of it, but it's other stuff too. And so I said, so it's not about his family if it's other stuff. And he said, well, you know, that's negotiable. And, well, it isn't. If it's really about your family, then it's about your family.
So don't just.
He said, it's about my family. And then he wouldn't answer about contract.
Yeah, but he's not gonna answer about everything else.
He loves Bill.
Right.
He said he loves him. I believe love was the word.
He probably is not going to say, I was mad at how they treated Alex Guerrero. He's not going to say that.
You don't think?
No.
Not even Oprah. Not even Oprah could get that out.
If you say it's about my family, it pretty much shuts everything else down.
Right. But I don't like you doing that just because of that.
Right.
Right? That's kind of lame. That's not cool.
Do you have any doubt in your mind? It's a stupid question because I know you don't, but do you have any doubt in your mind that the Tom Brady we see on July 26th through the end of August is the same one we've always seen?
No. The only doubt, the little fringe, would be the other guys, that he hasn't really worked with Jordan Matthews, Kenny Britt, and those guys long enough to develop what he's going to need to develop, but we'll never know. I mean, he was the MVP last year, so if he doesn't win the MVP this year, is it because he didn't go to spring practice, OTAs? No. How are you going to prove that? You can't possibly prove that. If they win one less game, if they go to the AFC title
game,
that'll
be used
as
the excuse, though.
By some.
By a lot.
Depends on what your angle is. You know, Max Kellerman will say, whoo, told you he was getting old. He won't want to use the excuse that local guys.
He wants to say he's falling off the cliff.
So he can be right in his angle. And then someone else can be right in their angle that, well, I told you OTAs mattered. I told you they were in trouble.
Well, I think most people out there, if there is a fall this year, they will point to that.
So if they lose the opener and they're 2-2 in September, is that the reason?
There will be plenty of people.
Because they lost the opener and they were 2-2 last September.
There will be plenty of people on talk shows who say that, yes, it was.
Right. Will they be good talk shows? Which station?
Is there really such a thing?
Oh, this one's tremendous.
Today?
Where else did you get wayward wiener talk?
Is it tremendous today? Yeah, we got to pull that back out for 5
Yeah, I would re-rack that. I know you got, what is it, the final drive and you do sound again, like when it's the Red Sox manager or Bill Belichick.
We have a twist today on what would normally be Keith's domain, which is Week in Review.
What's the twist?
I don't know.
Dale's Week in Review.
Wait a minute. We're almost in the 5 o'clock hour, the money hour, and you don't know what the cherry on top of the money hour is?
The twist is Keith's not here to do it. So,
Ross,
the whole show falls apart?
No, I'll do it.
Yeah. I was thinking I got to stay here until 6:20 for Keith.
Yeah.
Can we just re-rack the entire Wayward Wiener segment?
Two things already potted up. We could do the Wiener one, or we could do Hot Moms, whichever one you want.
Wiener. Let's do just play the whole Wiener segment.
You could blend it.
I was only 4.5 minutes. I'm just letting you know.
Well, can you play it?
Play
it 5 times in a row, okay?
Moms and Wayward Wieners.
I would probably not have put those in the same sentence.
Did it. It's the producer of the show. He's the one who have to stay late and tell the FCC.
He didn't put them in the same sentence you did.
Have you ever spoken with the FCC?
Have I ever spoken? Yeah. No, I've had to send them emails in a past job when I worked at a different place.
Because you got in trouble?
We had an issue with a song once.
What song was it?
Actually, I can't remember off the top of my head. It was
probably better for you.
Me So Horny by Two Live Crew? Would that be it?
I could not play it. No, it was freshly put out. It was a new song, and we put it out, and we put it on the air immediately, and there was an F-bomb in there, and we played it twice.
I mean, you should have gotten in trouble. That was just stupidity on your part.
I personally didn't do it. I was just a part of the process of submitting to the FCC.
And the process sucked.
Oh, it was awful, yeah.
Okay.
Was there a fine involved?
These conversations,
was there a fine involved?
No, you try to get them not to fine you and try to describe what had happened.
Well, I would assume that. Yeah,
and they came right out and proudly announced they weren't going to fine David Ortiz.
Yeah,
well,
that was
yeah,
a big
they
one.
Couldn't have there. No. That would have been bad PR.
No, I agreed with their decision. I'm just saying.
Now, were there fines for Janet Jackson?
Huge.
Really?
Yes, that was like one of the bigger cases. That
I thought it ended up
around.
Not happening. Like, they never actually followed through on the fine and the collection of it or...
There is all I know is part of like the FCC handbook. There was like a Super Bowl, what was that, 38, I think?
8 or 9.
38.
Somewhere.
It was like, that's part of the handbook of what had happened and why this why there's delays and why radio has to be delayed in certain times. At least it was when I looked at it 8 years ago.
You can't see boobs on the radio.
Yeah, but you can hear bad words.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that. You showed me the list.
The list is right in front of me.
I haven't said one of them, have I?
No, but you're playing around with a couple.
What's my name, Andy?
You have Andy? Danced tantalizingly close.
Hey, Andy, say my name.
Greg.
Yeah?
Dickerson.
What do people call me as a nickname?
Richard?
No.
Richard?
No. No.
Little something?
No. Just what do people call me as a nickname?
I don't know.
Danny Ainge calls me.
He does?
Yes.
He does. See, that's Danny... what you should get a drop of him just saying it over and over and over again. He can get away with it.
Danny Ainge, who doesn't swear.
That's what he always used to say. Hey, Dick. That's what he would say.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, can I call you that in anger?
I would guess so, but I wouldn't take
your
it. Yeah.
Because you can say the P part of that, right? P-R-I?
No, they frown upon that. It's a big frown upon.
It's frowned upon,
really?
But you don't say it.
That's the secondary list we were telling you about.
It's on the secondary list right here.
Well, that means it's not
which
really.
Means, yeah.
That's like, whoa, just don't tip the pick. But if you do, don't worry about it. No one's getting fined over the secondary list. Right?
A lot worse things.
Dick?
Fined or fired?
Exactly.
You can't be fired if you don't have a job. I don't have a job here.
All right, good point. It's probably not that big a loss either.
Now you're going to fire me.
You can't fire me.
Are you earning money today?
Well, yes, but I
have some sort of a job.
I don't have like my own weight loss program like you do, the official weight loss program. I got
nothing. My own.
I want one of those. How do I get one of those?
A weight loss program?
I can get you on that. 50 pounds.
No, I want something better than that.
You want an endorsement. That's what you're looking for? You want to endorse something at the station?
Clothes,
what
do you need? A car, food.
Talk to Bradford.
Alcohol.
I don't think...
all of us have those deals going here. What are you, nuts?
What? You have clothes.
I have clothes, yes.
The Moya guy.
Do you think I have a car, food, or alcohol?
Didn't Dino used to have a car?
Maybe you need a new agent.
Dino have a car thing?
I
thought he did. Or Jerry had one.
Yeah. Or painting. But if I need the house painted, somebody comes down. I need a new driveway, somebody comes down.
Joe Jackalone.
Isn't that how this business works?
There you go. You can be the official spokesperson for Joe Jackalone.
I'd rather have food.
Arch Painting.
What's your big...
We know.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, baby.
Can you
come
sing,
get me?
Can you sing the arch
painting? I like wings.
Your BBW brought to life.
No, BWW.
Arch painting.
B-dub. Whatever. I like Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know,
I like beer and wings.
You'd have to clean that up before they actually use you.
Well, it's called a read for a reason. I'm flying just ad lib here. I need the letters in front of me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.